Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey. Let's go.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is going to get weird in this room, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay. The only person. No, I guess there's two.
What?
Two people in the room with nicknames. Like T-Hack. That's not his name.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. True.
We want to talk about your nicknames.
I do love when people just call me Red.
No, you don't.
I do.
Really?
There was one woman at the Ballroom Band Studio that I used to work at.
I think if a woman calls it you that's fine. But
and
a guy
she was
going,
also
yo,
kind
yo,
of
yo, Red.
Well, that's different. Because it would just be like, hey, Red. Not, hey, Red, like, get your ass over here.
Like, yeah,
it's
not
different.
Like, hey, Red does the corporate match of drapes.
Yeah.
I swear to God, I was going to say that exact same thing, and I thought I'd get fired, so I didn't do it.
Well, mm-hmm. You're a man. I'm a woman. I think I'm allowed to.
Yeah.
Well.
Hey, Red.
No, there's a question. Did anyone else hear the question?
I was impersonating
a man. And then you're just going to leave him hanging?
Everyone wants to know.
Okay.
This is where you say they're hardwood floors.
No, stop.
No, okay. So off topic. A dude did ask that on one of our posts recently. And I went in just being like, can you explain? Like, what do you... Why
are you acting like you didn't know what it meant?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, it was funny. The comments back were hilarious.
Here's what we want to try to do here for real, other than Erin wanting you to ask questions about her job. We want to know your nickname, if you've had a nickname, and like how you got it. Mm-hmm. Like if I literally got the nickname Slacker after they tried to call me Love Toy, which was a terrible idea.
I don't understand that.
I don't either.
Greg and Bull. Greg and Bull theory. I got hired to be like the third dude on that show because they were a little bit older and they like needed something kind of fun on the show. And I was a hair bag and I just came in and they were like, I guess there were other shows in throughout the country who they called their third guy something crazy.
Yeah.
Like,
that was like radio
the zany
thing.
Guy, right?
Yeah.
And they were like, Love Toy. Let's call him Love Toy. And I'm like, you're 240 something men and you want me to be your Love Toy?
That is weird.
I knew a Boy Toy and his first name in my previous radio days.
His name?
Well, like his name was Jesse. So they would call him Boy Toy Jesse. And it like finally got retired.
Was he on Seacrest?
Or
a different station?
No, different station.
Boy, see, that's so
it's weird.
And then he grows up and he's like, I'm not Boy Toy.
Hi, welcome to me.
Man Toy.
Yeah.
You guys, I'm Slacker. Like I have to, I'm at a student teacher conference and like, oh, you're Slacker. And I'm like, no, I'm
I never
Michael.
Thought of it like that. Is it weird too that I only ever call you Slacker?
No.
Okay.
Because I don't ever call him Tyler.
Yeah, no. I call you T-Hack 100% of the time.
You know, I'll occasionally snap my fingers and go Red to the other one.
And they do match.
What did you?
I don't know. He's kind of like the Boy Toy name. No,
he wishes you would have called him Boy Toy Ty.
Here's
actually,
not bad. The point is this. I would like to hear people tell us their nicknames
and
some incredible way you got it. Because to me, like Slacker, the stupid story is it was going to be Love Toy. And then instead it was like, you're doing all the work. So we'll call you Slacker. It was like calling Fat Guy Slim.
Right.
Like most guys named Slim.
Yeah.
Not Slim.
Which is ironic because the nickname I had for a long time in junior high was Fatty. Because I was fat. It wasn't ironic at all.
Is that a nickname or an insult?
I don't know.
Like, hey, Fatty, Fatty's coming over. Or was it like, hey, Fatty?
It was like, it just replaced my name. Like, I was just friends with them, but that's just what they called me.
They called your friends called you Fatty.
Or the Pillsbury Doughboy. That was the other thing.
Crazy to this me because horrific. We've seen pictures of you in middle school and you were not fat.
Yeah, maybe it was, I don't know.
Were you comparative, because you hung with jocks, were you just comparatively fat?
Yeah.
Fatter than them.
Yeah, okay. And they would poke my belly and
Yeah.
Did you really make the sound when they did it?
Yeah, I did. Because I didn't
play into
what else
it.
To do, you know? They were just,
he's a child.
Yeah, I was just like, oh.
No, but you don't give him the.
But it's T-Hack. He wants to make him laugh.
Yeah. And Yeah.
If we're talking about this, I have one other thing to say. There was a point in my life when I was in a band, and it like U2 was out.
Okay.
What's the guitarist for U2?
Bono.
No, that's the singer.
How would we know?
Sorry.
Oh, The Edge.
Oh.
The Edge.
So I tried to kickstart calling me Bullet because bullets are fast.
Ooh.
I was a shredder, so I was like, call me Bullet.
Do you and feel just, embarrassed now?
It's so embarrassing to try to nickname yourself.
Yeah, that's bad.
Pathetic. It's like my singer's up on stage like, let's introduce the band. Here's Rich on bass. Here's Mike. And it's like, I'm Bullet. Call me Bullet. I'm like on stage correcting him. It's like the lamest.
That's
you can't
so
give yourself a nickname.
Yeah, no.
Like don't I try you remember to force everyone calls me that?
Right.
Remember?
Right. It's not. Yeah. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
All right. So if you've got a nickname and a great backstory, we want to hear it. 303-222-5423. You can call or text.
I have a nickname that my siblings gave me. It didn't last too long. They decided that I was really unintelligent. I was the youngest of four. Okay. I still am. And so they called me Math Whiz. And anytime I would say anything borderline silly, asked a stupid question according to them, it was like, yeah, okay, Math Whiz. So.
And you don't, I will say, you are not a person who likes nicknames.
Probably because of them. My sisters also chased me around calling me Tub of Lard when I was young.
Oh my gosh.
So, ironically.
No, I was large.
We are changing this show to Bullet, Fatty,
Red,
Tub of Lard, and Red.
No.
I did have an uncle who, for the longest time, he was Fire. He was always Fire. It turns out that's not his real name. He was just...
But did he do something? Did he do something to earn it? Did he light crap on fire?
My neighbor was named Sparky.
Oh, because?
He lit up fireworks in his basement and like lost limbs. Oh.
There we go. That's the kind of stories we need. Like, they call you Stumpy because you were in Fire's basement or Sparky's basement when the explosion happened. That's what we need.
Okay.
A lot of women have called me Bulldozer, and I can't figure out why. It's like...
In your dreams.
I actually did try to kickstart that one, too, and it didn't work. That's the only thing. Okay. Princess.
See? That's a nickname I don't like.
I know you don't. That's why I'm using it right now.
Yeah, see,
in fact, if you want to call in, as long as if you address any of us as our nicknames, we'll take your, like, you have to address us as our nicknames. Okay. Which one's the worst? Are we calling her Princess or are we calling her Tub of Lard?
No,
much prefer Miss Princess.
Mathwiz.
Yeah. Mathwiz, yeah.
Okay.
Take your pick, I guess.
Red.
Yeah.
Or Hardwood, either way.
No.
I'm going to...
Shag? Berber.
I'm going to come around to the desk and punch you.
Oh, I almost forgot. The other one, when I would get on the school bus, because
this is the one I love!
Because I went to a Catholic school, so we wore uniforms, but I had to ride the public school bus with all the cool kids who were not in uniforms, and they would call me Preppy Longstocking, because I was the only one wearing my uniform.
I can pretty only clever. Imagine you with, like, Wednesday braids. Wearing your uniform.
No, Preppy Longstockings, they're not Wednesday down, they're Wednesday out. They gotta go out.
Regardless,
Preppy,
they gotta go I'm boing, imagining boing. Him with little braids as a kid
I know,
in so his cute. Uniform, and it's odd.
But he's gotta have Aaron's hair, because Pippi Longstocking had red hair.
Yeah,
we got two reds now.
Okay, got a good nickname story? We'd love to, Princess would love to hear it, I know that. 303-222-5423.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about nicknames, how you got them. Better stories if, like, you got them instead of tried to make them up for yourself.
Right. Yeah.
Great Bullet. Job, Bullet.
What was the other
the
one?
The Bullet Show. Alice.
That's a lot better than... Love Toy.
Love Toy? Yeah. You guys would be on the Love Toy show right now? Love Toy featuring Fatty.
I can almost guarantee you I wouldn't have taken the job.
Oh my God, with all the fatties on the show though, Fatty and what was yours? tub of lard. Oh, God, that's so mean.
I hate this.
Sam?
Me too.
Yeah, yay.
Yay. What's your nickname and how'd you get it?
Nickname is Samwise. And I went out.
Because your name's Sam. Samwise.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Exactly. Went out with a chick, made a very bad decision. Came home, told my friends, and they're like, Sam, not wise. And then ever since that, they've called me Samwise.
I love it. I'm sorry we have to take a little break here for Princess. You don't know what it means, do you?
Samwise?
Other than he said Sam, not wise.
Samwise Ganji? Is this Ganji?
This means nothing. You're saying words, and they're going in one ear.
Potatoes!
Potatoes!
You guys, you're literally...
Boil them, mash them, put them in a soup.
You're saying words to me, and I'm going...
The fact that, and by the way, TX getting off scot-free right now because he doesn't know what it is either.
No, I know.
What is it?
Do you?
I don't want to tell her. No, I have no
is
idea.
Is this another movie reference?
Yes, no, it's Lord of the Rings, you...
How would I ever...
It's one of the best trilogies like of all Rings time.
Girl? A little lardy.
Lardy.
Well, I'm going to put my resignation in.
Oh, no, the text.
I know.
Antonio?
Yai.
What's the nickname?
So I have many nicknames, but I can't probably share those on the radio. But
yeah, let's
all
not.
Of my friends call me Pick.
Pick?
Pick.
Like P-I-C-K?
For partner in crime. Yep.
Partner in crime.
Oh!
Cute.
My P-I-C.
I have the guts to do anything. I'm willing to try anything. If there's a party pooper somewhere around that my friends always call me like, hey, do you want to go do this? Do you want to try this? And I'm like, let's go.
Oh. Antonio, I've been called a POS. Is that different?
It's similar. Yeah. Okay. It's right in the wheelhouse of how cool Antonio is, except...
Slacker's nickname.
Easy, Tiger. You know what, Antonio? I was about to say, let's hang out. You can be my pick anytime, but now, no. You're a POS.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey. No.
And now all the kids are going, Mommy, what's a POS?
It's not our fault.
Point of sale.
You're right. It is point of sale.
Everyone works retail.
Brenda?
Yai.
What's your nickname?
Birdie.
Cute. Why?
It's probably not good.
Well, it started when I was a baby because I opened my mouth like a bird when I was hungry. But the kicker is when I was in fourth grade, I went to Catholic school. My sister told my teacher, he wrote it on the board and said, good morning, bird. So I was picked on and called bird all the way through eighth grade. And when I went to high school, I was like, I'm so ditching that name. Well, there was two Brendas on the soccer field, so I was like, just call me Birdie.
No.
So it is on my Letterman's jacket. I just owned it. And
it's a cool name.
Birdie is awesome.
Birdie is like old school. It feels kind of like Grease.
I mean, would you rather be Fatty or Birdie?
Yeah, I would pick Birdie.
Right. Or hey, Tub of Lard.
I was called Fat Toad when I was younger, so I prefer Birdie.
Yeah, Birdie's way better.
Yeah.
All right.
Do you still go by that ever?
Yeah, no, my cousins, all my family, anyone who knows me from younger years still call me Birdie.
Cute.
Thank you for the call. Here's the thing. A lot of times you're resistant to your nickname, and then eventually it's just like, it's just who you are. Butch?
Yes.
Do we need a nickname for you, Butch?
Yai. When I moved out to Colorado, first thing I did was get my lip pierced. I picked up dead animals at the feedlots out in Sterling, Yuma, and Ray. And so all the ranchers out there, their nickname was, it's Spike the Dead Guy.
Spike the Dead Guy?
Yep. Oh, yeah. If I go out to Fort Morgan, people will be like, oh, it's Spike. So I will be like, oh, the Dead Guy. And that was like 28 years ago. And if
but
I
the
go
Morgan
out
people
Morgan,
still know, they see Spike coming.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Are you alive?
No, I didn't. What's that?
I think it's more about he's the guy who picks up the dead things.
Yeah. Okay, just make sure you're not a
deaf guy.
But no, every now and then you got to put one down. And that was the sweet gig because then they would say, well, you ain't going to sacrifice it, are you? It's like, no, I'm not going to sacrifice it.
All right, Butch. Spike, amen. Yes. Real good, Colin. Thank you. Thanks, man.
I'm scared.
What just?
I'm so lost.
I like him.
Cameron?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. What's your nickname?
It's Killer Cam.
Okay, I think we're getting into a dark area that maybe we don't need to be
Killer
in.
Cam. I had a Killer Cam in high school, too.
You did?
Yeah, oh, it's like Killer Trav.
It's from my hockey teammates, actually, so it's not that dark.
So Killer Cam is like you score, you're great.
You didn't kill anyone.
Or you...
I wasn't very big, but I was, on these good teams, and every now and then, someone would just start a fight with me thinking, oh, I'm going to show off for my friends, which happened a couple times, and I ended the fight, and all my teammates were just flabbergasted, didn't know this. Okay. We were
did you end it by killing him?
Say that again?
We don't need the answers to try.
Legally, it's best we don't know.
Yeah, way too literally.
Do you want to be deposed in a court of law? No.
I don't know what that means.
Okay, Matt.
Okay, Matt.
Yeah.
You are Paul?
Yai.
Nickname, what's yours?
Mine was Casper, like Casper the Friendly Ghost.
Are you a ghost?
Okay, stop.
No, I'm not.
Then why?
I ran track, and I was the only white guy on the 4x100 and 4x200
relay team. That's hilarious.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And you're seeing exactly you know what why it's not outside of Cleveland. Think of the Browns outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.